Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Welcome to our special Father's Day edition of The Voice of Truth.
Well, Daddy, you've been one of the best dads that I could probably think of. You've taught me a lot of stuff, even though I'm only 15, but I love you very much.
That was our precious daughter, Eliana, our oldest, getting over her nervousness and speaking in front of a big crowd and shouting out a tribute to her dad, yours truly. Today on our broadcast, we'll have a lot of those kinds of tributes. But before we get into giving tribute to our earthly dads, let's take time to give some tribute to our Heavenly Father, the only perfect Father. And to help us do that, let's turn our attention to Phillips, Craig, and Dean. This is the namesake track from their album, Let Your Glory Fall.
You are good, you are good, and your love endures. You are good, you are good, and your love endures. You are good, you are good, and your love endures today. Lord, let your glory fall as on that ancient day. Songs of enduring love, and then your glory came. And as a sign to you that we would love the same, we'll sing that song. God, let your glory come. You are good, you are good, and your love is good. You are good.
voice you're about to hear is Elder Lauren Godwin, affectionately known to family, friends, and church as the Muffin Man, or just simply Muffin. Listen closely later on in the broadcast when someone will be referring to him by his nickname. You don't want to miss it.
My dad's name was Lowell Godwin. Taught me the ways of God and taught me how to live and how to study the Word of God. And even though he's gone on to glory, the lessons he taught me and the things I learned from him still linger on. I thank God for my dad.
My father's name was Harold Lowland. He was a farmer when he married my mother. He was not considered real spiritual in our family because my mother was a more predominant one with the spiritual gifts and so on. But my father showed me time and time again how he laid down his life for my mother. Just unselfishly just laid down his life over and over again when he could have stood up and said, hey, I'm the head of the house, I'm going to have my way. But over and over again, I saw my father lay down his life for his wife, my mother, and I honor and appreciate my father so much for that today.
Thank God for my dad. His name's Joseph Shimmy Sr. I brought this Pittsburgh coat because one of my favorite memories of my dad is him taking me to Pittsburgh games in the 80s. But my dad would drive those long hours back home, never miss any work. He was always a hard worker. He always taught us, if you're going to do something, do it with all your heart. And he did it with all his heart. Matter of fact, as an electrician, they would say, Shimmy, slow down. You've done 3 days of work today and you're working us out of a job. So my dad always taught that, and he trained David to be an electrician, and David did the same thing. So I thank God for my dad. He's a hard worker. But I got this jacket because we went to a game, and it was a rain out, and for 2 hours straight, it rained so hard you could hardly see in front of you. And on this great big screen, they put up these cartoons, and I was sitting just shivering. We were in the rain, literally in the rain, and my dad felt so bad for me. He went into their shop that they have inside of the stadium, and he bought me this for $70-some in the 80s. That was a lot of money, and I still have this, and it's precious to me, and I thank God for my dad.
My dad's Cecil Welch, and he's a wonderful man. He's been a wonderful dad. We living in a minister's home is a hard thing because you get looked at by all the people and criticized sometimes. But you know, my dad has always been there for us and always helped us through all these things. And through everything that my mom's been through in the last 2 months, my dad has been the strong person for her. And I thank and praise the Lord for bringing him into my life. And also, I want to thank the Lord for bringing my husband into my life, Russell Sandy. I don't know what I would have done without him, and my boys wouldn't be who they are today without him.
My dad's name is Larry Mullins. He was always a God-fearing man, and he was always an honest, the most dependable person you could ever imagine. And he taught me many, many valuable lessons. I would have to say, if I could describe my dad in a word, I guess the word would have to be consistency, because he is so stable and so just amazing. I've seen him go to work when it was terrible weather and cold. He worked on the railroad, and so he was, you know, out in the weather, and he would work as many hours as he possibly could because he had a family to support. So if they called him, you know, 8 hours after he had gotten home, he went back out. And it was something that I'll never forget. I've seen him just be the kind of a rock that you think of when you think of a dad. And I would just love to say, if he could hear this, I would just tell him how much I love him. And I hope he has a wonderful Father's Day.
Teleport with Tess and Daniel to a place beyond time, space, and imagination. Although our world has had visitors from that one, this is the first time in history that it's gone the other way. Tesseract will transform you in mind-stretching ways. Tesseract, the latest novel by Doug Joseph, available now. Preview Tesseract for free on Amazon or at authorstock.com. Available wherever great books are sold.
You're listening to the special Father's Day edition of The Voice of Truth.
My dad passed away when I was young, and my grandfather, Arthur Lawrence, was a wonderful, godly man that was this, the stability in our home. And I want to pay tribute to him for Father's Day. He's gone on to his reward. But also, I would have to say the most father figure in my life was my father-in-law, Nelson Murphy. He was everything that you would want as a father figure. And I had him in my life for several years, being married into the family. Then he passed on. He was a wonderful, godly man, and he was very caring and loving, and he really taught us how to love one another and be a close-knit family. And I appreciate all the things that he taught, not only myself, but my husband, his son, who has gone on to be with the Lord. And I want to pay tribute to my husband, who is a wonderful father to my children. And I love and miss him dearly, too. Thank you.
My father, his name was Sam Joseph. And I would say tonight, I love you, Daddy, and I miss you.
My father's name is John Sandy. I really appreciate my father because he always teaches me what's right. He teaches me how to live and how to handle difficult situations in my life. I love my father very much, of course. He's my daddy. I guess that's all I have to say. He's the best dad I've ever had.
My dad is Pastor David Harris Sr. in Grafton. I am basically a mold of what he is. He taught me how to live for God. When you're a minister's kid, you get it from every end. And he taught us he tried to teach us how to be patient with that. That wasn't a very easy thing to do because you wanted to do what all the other kids were doing when you had to be a preacher's kid. You had to be an example. But he was an example of a hard worker. He taught us how to live for God and love God. And how to love people. I haven't learned that one all the way yet, but I watched him love people when you would have rather have just sent them on down the road, but he loved them anyways. And I watched him take care of my mom in the most tragic thing that happened in her life. I watched him stand when death was there. I still watched him stand and take care of the whole family still yet then. And I pray that I'll at least be a fourth of what he is today.
My dad's name is Shane Wilhelm. He's been there for me most of my life. I love him very much.
The voice you're about to hear is Rhonda DeMoss. She's a living miracle. She was in a terrible automobile accident, which she should not have survived, according to all medical estimations. They said that she would not survive, but prayer was made, and she did. They said that if she did survive, she would be a vegetable, but she's brilliant. They said, well, if she does survive and she does have brain capacity, she'll never walk again, but she does. And this is Rhonda giving tribute to her dad.
The boy knew it was dead to me. He taught me to love God and to serve God. And when I got down, just to get back up and keep on going, to never stop, just keep on going. And my dad's gone now. And the man I look to is Uncle Bobby. He's wonderful to me. I love him. He's just a wonderful person. Hi, Bobby.
All right. You didn't get me from birth, Muffin, but you're stuck with me now. Sorry. We did adoption papers at Denny's. It was pretty crazy. Yeah, Muffin's been there for me. He's been like a dad. I never had one growing up. So even though you've only had me for like 2 years, you've been the best dad ever, and I love you.
I will announce on the radio broadcast who Muffin is. So people will know. All right, who's next?
My dad is David Claypool. And regardless of what everyone else says, I think he's the best dad in the world. My dad has taught me so much. He has taught me that no matter what people say about you, you don't have to fight it to prove that you didn't do it or how good you are. He's always taught me that your reputation stands for itself. People know who you really are if they pay attention. One of my favorite memories of my dad, most of them are funny, because my dad and I both have the same sense of humor and are always into something, but was picking blackberries together when I was little. We would come back in the house and pour milk on them and sugar, and I hated blackberries. And I would sit there and eat them and tell my dad how much I love them with this horrible sour face. And he would just go, yeah, I know you love blackberries. Make me eat the whole bowl. I really hated them.
My dad was Lewis Burge. I love him, and I'm really glad that he's been in my life. He's been a blessing to me and my stepmom, and I just thank him for that.
My dad's name's David Claypool, and through all my life, whenever I'm older, if there's ever one thing I remember that my dad has taught me, it's to get back up and keep trying. I've went through some struggles over the years, and he's always taught me, never give up. That's what I want to thank my dad for.
My dad's name is not David Claypool. It is David Dillinger, and young people, thank God for godly parents. Till I was 12 years old, my dad was the town drunk. And he used to come home and beat my mom half to death. But thank God, just me going to Sunday school as a bus kid, my whole family ended up getting in church. And thank God when I was 12 that he saved my whole family. And since then, I just thank God for what he's done for me. He's gave me a wonderful godly husband and godly men in my life that helped me to be what I need to be.
I really never had a father figure in my life, so I'd have to say this Father's Day is going to the only father that I know, and that's God above.
Tess are childhood sweethearts, well acquainted with pain and loss. Meanwhile, in another space-time, on an untainted world called Set, an unspeakable evil has been unleashed. Yet the creator of both that universe and ours was not caught off guard. Since before either realm was created, he's had Daniel and Tess in mind for saving the Korlan species from extinction. Tesseract, the latest novel by Doug Joseph. Available now. Preview Tesseract for free on Amazon. Available wherever great books are sold.
You're listening to the special Father's Day edition of The Voice of Truth.
My dad's name is David Harris Jr. He's been there for me for like all my life. He's like a big teddy bear to me. I love him very much.
My dad's name is Keith Fout, and I love him with everything in me. He has been there always for me. He's been the only father figure that I've ever known, and he is the best father that, you know, anyone could ever ask for. And yes, he is goofy, and everybody knows that. but he's always the person to go to if you ever need somebody to talk to, or if you just want to joke around. He's always there no matter what, and I just love him. And I thank God for him every day.
My dad was Jack Murphy, and my dad was the best dad in the world, and a piece of my heart is gone now that he's gone, even though I know he's in heaven. But I just want to encourage you, if you have something to say about your dad, you need to say it, because I never imagined that my dad would be gone, and I miss him so much, and I wish he was here that I could tell him that I love him and I miss him every day.
I just want to say happy Father's Day to my dad in Ohio. His name is Vince Isaac.
He married my mom when I was 8 years old, and he took on 4 kids and became such a great provider and a great dad to us. There was so many days that he went without sleep. He used to work at the steel mills, and he just did whatever he had to do to provide for us, so I just really appreciate him.
I want to thank God for giving me a good godly dad. He taught me how to work really hard, even when you're tired. My dad is not named David Claypool. That's my father-in-law, but my dad's name is Robert Brownfield. He's a great dad. He's always been there for me, and I love him very much. I hope he has a good Father's Day.
This is the one, the only, the world famous, David Claypool.
Hi, my name's David Claypool. My father's name is James Richard Claypool I, and I am what I am mainly because my dad taught me that if I wanted to be something, I could be it. If I wanted to do something, I could do it. We were traveling down the road one day, and my dad pointed out the side window, and he said, David, you see that man over there doing that job? He's put together the same exact way that you're put together. If he can do it, you can do it. And I've kept that with me all my life. Happy birthday, Dad. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
My name's Baron, and David Claypool is my brother. That means we have the same dad. And if you'll come here December 31st, I'll wish my dad happy birthday, since that's his birthday. But my dad is Jim Claypool, too, so my dad taught me and taught all of us that faithfulness to the house of God is of paramount importance. And that's something that my dad instilled in me. That's something that is very important in my life. There is nothing in this life that will get you through those tough times like being faithful to the house of God. My dad also taught me the value of sacrifice, the value of giving of yourself. I can't even tell you how many times we would be driving down the road and my dad would see someone broke down by the side of the road, and not one time would he pass by without offering help. And I remember one time in particular, we stopped and helped a family that was broken down in Morgantown, and my dad and I drove them clear to Charleston, drove the mother and the children all the way to Charleston while the father waited for another family member to come and get them so that the mother and the children wouldn't have to wait there in the car and be cramped and miserable. And that's something that has always stuck with me, and I try to give of myself that way too. And I remember one occasion in particular, my dad stopped along the highway to help someone that he didn't know who it was, and he actually passed this car on 79, and he had to go down and get off the next exit and come back around and then loop back around and come south again so he could stop to help this stranded motorist that was walking because he ran out of gas. And when my dad pulled up to pick the young man up that was stranded, it was me. So I'm thankful for a dad that taught me the value of sacrifice, the value of giving, and the value of being faithful to the house of God.
I had the privilege of seeing the worst in my dad when I was young, and then seeing the best after he had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And even though we don't always see eye to eye, he really does truly care. You know, we've heard testimony of long hours worked just to provide for the family, stopping to help people, teaching you valuable life's lessons. A father does what he can. I know that behind the scenes, in his heart, he's doing all he can for his family. My dad taught me a great lesson in life. He taught me perseverance. No matter how difficult things were, no matter how much you get knocked down, no matter how many times things don't go your way, you get up, you keep going, no matter what. You be faithful. You always try your best, no matter what. And I really appreciate my dad and all the things he's done. He is the pastor of Freedom Apostolic Church, Reverend Les Benedum.
My dad's name is John Sandy, and I've learned so much from him in my life, not just from him teaching me, but also just watching him. I just think in my eyes that he's the perfect dad for me, and I couldn't have asked for anybody better.
My dad's name is Andrew Colombo, and he's the best dad, and I love him very much.
My dad's name is Cecil Hollinsworth, and he gave me my freckles, and he taught me how to spit water through my teeth. Amen.
My dad's name is David Ramsey, and I'd like to thank him for being there for me, him and my mom. Even though all the troubles that I've put them through, they still love me, so I thank him.
My dad was a Herbert Carroll. He wasn't a church-going man, but he was a good dad. Of course, he's passed away, and he was a good dad to me, and I loved him.
My dad was John Corbett, and he was a good man, hardworking, loved his family, taught us, you know, the things that a parent would teach, and stood by his family, and I just thank God that I had a good family. I grew up in a God-fearing family. It's been a wonderful thing in my life.
My dad's name is Gordon Shoemaker, and he's been a pastor for 35 years, a youth pastor for 10 years, and then a senior pastor for 25 years. And he really taught me about the importance of working hard and how it'll pay off in the long run, and the importance of spending time with the Lord and staying in God's presence, and that's how you find your true happiness, just in the presence of the Lord. So he really instilled a lot of good things in me.
When you listen to the Bible instead of religion, there's only one God, and he's not a man. He's spirit, bodiless, boundless, invisible, timeless, unchanging. But you read that God had a timeless plan to come as a man, to die as punishment for the sins of the world. God's promised Messiah is both man and God. As God, no beginning, but as a man, Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb by the Spirit of God. As God, can't die, but as man, Jesus died on the cross, is resurrected, and alive today. And he's coming back. You disagree with the Greek philosophy of three God persons as distinct, self-aware beings. There's just God and God's humanity. The downside is being frowned on for being unorthodox. But there is a church where you won't get frowns. Christian Apostolic Church, where oneness, Pentecostal, and holiness. Learn more on the web at cac.us.com.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.